Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, December 5th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: deeper cuts debated at OPEC meeting, world's largest listing ever, and futures point to more gains. Leading today's news: reports out of Vienna suggest OPEC and its allies led by Russia are discussing increasing current cuts of 1.2 million barrels per day by more than 400,000 BPD, as well as extending their agreement from March to June or later. Crude futures already soared 4.2% on Wednesday, the biggest gain since the attacks on Saudi Aramco's facilities, on output cut rumors and tightening American stockpiles. A final decision by OPEC Plus is likely to come tomorrow afternoon. The group has curbed supply since 2017 to counter booming output from the U.S., which has become the world's largest producer. In other news, Saudi Arabia is expected to publish the IPO price of Aramco today, which will list locally on the Tadawul Stock Exchange. The current price range puts the oil giant's value at between $1.6 to $1.7 trillion, a figure that's set to beat the record $25 billion raised by Alibaba when it debuted in New York in 2014. A 1.5% stake in Aramco is being offered, with 0.5% available to individual retail buyers and 1% for institutional investors. Traders are closely monitoring the prospect of a Phase 1 trade deal with just 10 days to go before Washington is poised to impose another $156 billion of tariffs on Chinese goods. Trade optimism led the Dow to break a three-day decline on Wednesday and rise nearly 150 points, while U.S. futures aim to extend the gains overnight, climbing another 0.2%. On the data front, the latest weekly jobless claims will be released at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, while earnings season wraps up with results from Tiffany, Dollar General, Ulta Beauty, and DocuSign. Viacom and CBS have completed their remerger, scaling up against big competition with more than 140,000 premium TV episodes and 3,600 film titles, along with $13 billion in annual content investment. Viacom CBS Class A and Class B shares will begin trading today on the NASDAQ. The new company accounts for 22% of TV viewership in the U.S., with the highest share of broadcast and cable viewing across key demographics. Local United Auto Workers leaders nationwide have approved a new four-year labor contract with Fiat Chrysler, sending it to their rank-and-file members for final approval. Former GM board member Joe Ashton, a retired UAW leader, also pleaded guilty to criminal charges as part of an ongoing federal corruption probe into the union. Lastly, GM announced it will be laying off more than 800 employees as it converts its Detroit Hamtramck plant to an electric vehicle facility, though most of the workers will be offered buyouts or jobs at other factories. Protests are rocking France again and threatening to bring the country to a standstill over Emmanuel Macron's plan for a top-to-bottom rebuilding of the pension system. Unions representing everyone from transport workers to lawyers, doctors, teachers, and students are going on an indefinite grieve, or strike, starting today. The walkouts come as German industrial orders fell unexpectedly in October, and Eurozone retail sales slumped to a worse-than-forecast 0.6%. This is the most important election in a generation. Important because it will define if we go forward as a country or remain stuck, stalled, repeating the same arguments of the last 3 years with yet more damaging uncertainty, Boris Johnson declared on the campaign trail. Should he win the general election, Johnson would bring his EU withdrawal agreement bill before MPs for an initial vote before Christmas, with the aim of leaving the EU by January 31st. Britain would then enter a transition period for the remainder of 2020, as a trade deal is finalized with the bloc. We're delighted to share that more than 10 million people have accounts on Robinhood, the company wrote in a blog post, rapidly growing from 1 million subs in 2016 and 6 million accounts in October of 2018. To put that in context, the combined Charles Schwab and TD Ameritrade brokerage giant will serve about 24 million clients. The Schwab deal was announced last week after all major brokerages dropped commission fees on stock trading to keep up with the trend set by Robinhood, which landed a $7.6 billion valuation in July after its latest funding round. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures and crude oil are all set to open in the green, with gold slightly down. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.